Welcome back to Swanner and Judd Review. I'm Tom Swanner.
This is Brian Judd.
And it's weird because I thought I watched more this week than I did.
You say that every week, but you always manage to.
I don't watch. It's, you'll see. Okay.
Okay.
We didn't watch another Harry Potter. We didn't catch up on Alien Earth. We didn't watch another Eye of the Storm. I mean, it's just, but let me talk about what we did watch.
Okay.
So on Big Brother, we had a double elimination this week. No Sunday show, but we did have two longer episodes Wednesday and Thursday. And with the double elimination, we ended up losing Lauren and Kelly. I know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and Kelly had been like, she'd been winning. Well, not winning, but she had been surviving. She'd been on the block so many times, more times than anybody else this summer, and so she just finally, you know, they got her out, and then Lauren followed right after, so that was surprising. Not really surprising, but it was surprising. Okay, then Project Runway, last week they said, okay, both of you are going home, and then Kristen goes, well, Heidi, I really think they're more talented than that. Let's give them another chance. And we'll do a double elimination on the next episode, which they were going to do. And then, of course, they go, oh, we'll come back next week and find out who the two people leaving are. You know, more bullshit.
Sure.
But that seems, especially on Netflix, that seems to be their routine is, they want you to go to the next episode.
Of course.
But the thing is, they're bringing the episodes out. Actually, this is Hulu. But they're bringing the episodes out one a week. If you've got, you know, if you've got all the episodes laid out, sure, I can see you doing that. But don't keep us waiting a whole week. That's ridiculous. Okay. The British baking show this week was Bread Week. And and the first thing they did was monkey bread.
Oh, that's not bread. I mean,
I know.
I was bread in the title, but it doesn't count.
I was surprised at that, too.
It's like saying zucchini bread is bread.
But it was they could do any kind of monkey bread they wanted. So a lot of them were doing savory monkey breads, which, oddly enough, I never even considered.
Huh. Yeah. Well, although it's kind of like deconstructed garlic knots. I mean, just
sure.
Still right. Clumped together. Would right. I consider garlic knots bread? I don't know. That's a tough one.
Oh, well, what the second thing they had to make was donuts. The donuts, how's donuts bread?
That's not a bread.
I know.
It is yeasted. Well, sometimes there's cake donuts, though. Oh, my goodness.
I know. It makes the mind want just...
It bottles the mind.
And then the final thing was making sweet bread.
What, the glands?
No. Like sweet breads.
Like zucchini breads.
That are sweet. Yeah, so...
I like... Ooh, like Senorita bread. Yum.
Yum. Yeah, and the woman who should have gone home last week went home this week, so that was good.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we got rid of the right person. She's so weak. She was so weak on the show, and not very good. You know, I know that when they're casting these things, they cast people they think are going to be good talkers, you know, because they don't want just somebody that's going to, oh, I'm a really good baker, but I'm not good on TV. Well, then
sure.
You're not good for the show. So, and she wasn't really good for the show. This week, they just started back up The Weakest Link, but they're doing it Celebrity Weakest Link. So this week, Jane Lynch is the host, and she had the members of the Glee cast on there. Which was fun for, you know, because she was on it as well.
Sure.
So at the beginning, she was, yeah, it was just, it was fun because I like Glee. So
I know you did.
And it's funny because I'm like, all the people on there, they were like more of the supporting characters. And I said to Sean, I go, It's why don't they have more of the main characters? And he said, well, because a lot of them died.
We'll see, they're dead or working.
Yeah, so because no Lea Michele, no, they did have Amber. They didn't have, yeah, it was weird. They had Brittany there, that was good, but Kurt wasn't on there, and of course, Darren's on, Broadway, or was on Broadway when they filmed this. So
What about that one with the super gay face? I couldn't stand him. Was he there?
no.
Chris Colfer. Yeah. Was that
Yeah.
Chris Colfer?
Well, it was Kurt. The character was Kurt, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so yeah, he was always a little too well, Jane Lynch used to call him porcelain. And that worked because he looks like one of those little figurines.
Yeah, all I know is just his face
Oh,
threw me
that's
into
true.
a
And his last
rage.
name was Hummel, Kurt Hummel, so that kind of worked. That because he did look like a Hummel character. Anyway, moving on. I'm watching Bewitched because you got me onto that. Have you been watching any of them?
No.
Okay, well, you might want to watch episode 13 because it has Adam West on.
Oh, what's he
It
doing?
he was work he's one of the working at the advertising agency with Darren, but they've had on it's like every once in a while you see like, oh, June Lockhart. Oh, she's the mother of the weird kid down the block, that kind of thing. So this is before she was on Lost. She was on Lost in Space the next season, and then Batman started the next season. So it's all these people are on there that are,
Maybe they're screen tests.
well, I a lot of times that kind of was that it was you either came from Broadway or you worked your way up, so. Anyway, it was fun seeing him. But the shows still aren't funny. They're mostly about cheating on your wife. Larry's constantly trying to cheat on his wife. He thinks Darren's constantly trying to cheat on Samantha. And Dora's trying to prove that he's going to cheat on Samantha. And it's just like, okay, come on, people. What is wrong with you? I guess that's the mentality of the 60s.
Seeing that they, well, I guess,
Like
but
the apartment, you have the side piece and then the wife's at home waiting for the husband to come home.
I can, I'm, yeah, I guess it's just, it's funny to me that they're doing that on episode 13 when episode one was their honeymoon. So it only takes 13 weeks before your eye starts to wander.
Exactly. Well, they've even they always say things like, well, he's a man.
Hey, little girl,
Yes, exactly. It was
fix
like
your hair, do
the
your makeup.
conversation we had, 2 weeks ago.
Men will always be men.
Right. Okay, there's a new show on HBO Max right now called Task with Mark Ruffalo. And it's the show is he's a drunk who has been he's a cop, so they've been giving him a lot of not important things to do because he's an embarrassment. He did have a situation where his wife died, and so since then he's been a mess. Well, his wife was killed and murdered, but so they had that going on. So he's been they sent him out to recruit people, at like job fairs and shit like that, and finally they gave him a new task where he was trying to find this one. Well, there's a group that's been going around and robbing drug dealers. They find out who the drug dealer, basically they're garbage men, and as they go around, they see what's in the garbage, and they realize that these guys are making drugs here. So they keep an eye on them to see when they get the money in, and then they go in and rob them at night and steal all their money. So,
Sure.
and then. So he's out to try to find those people. It's the first episode was truly, truly boring, and we were to the point of where, okay, we're going to give it one more episode, and that's it. And then that episode was good. So, damn it. So we're onto that. Let's see. The Emmys were this last week.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I was happy with all three of the major winners. on limited series and went to Adolescence. And this was that four-part Netflix series where it was about a child murderer, and he had killed one of his classmates.
Oh, didn't you
And
watch that?
it was all it done with one, every episode was done with one continuous shot. So, and it's one thing if you do it in one room, but these things were going from cars to into houses, and it was really, really amazing to watch.
Sure.
The comedy went to the studio, which is Apple TV, and that's Seth Rogen, where he called Ron Howard a bald fuck. And so, just for that alone, it was very funny. And then The Pitt won Best Drama. So,
All right.
yeah. So happy with all three of them.
Oh, the pit. That's the one that, yeah, the 48 hours in the ER.
No, 12 hours.
Sure.
Yeah. 48 hours. This isn't the 50s. We don't have to do that many episodes in a season.
There, you're true.
Oh my God. Yeah, because I'm like really pounding through the Bewitched, and I'm on episode 13. That would be the end of any season right now. But I've still got, I think, like
19 more
20,
episodes.
25 episodes left. I think it's 36, the first
I'm
season, which is
36. Wow.
something like that. Yeah. So it's yikes. We did watch a movie this week called I Don't Understand You with Nick Kroll and Andrew Reynolds. And they are a gay couple who are adopting a baby.
Oh, gross.
No, they don't adopt the baby until the very end. But
Even
before they adopt the
so.
baby, they're on vacation in Italy. And what happens is some friends of theirs get them a special dinner with this woman who's supposed to be the best pizza maker in the world. So they get to her house, and they accidentally kill her. And because the lights go
Uh-oh.
out, and they knock it her down the stairs, and she's dead. And then their son comes in, and they accidentally well they don't accidentally he to they think he's trying to kill one of the other, and they kill him. And so they end up killing pretty much the whole family. It's like a comedy of errors, but then at the end they get the baby. That was the bad part. I know. But that's on
So you said Andrew Reynolds and who else?
Nick Kroll.
Oh, that's an interesting pairing.
Well, remember they worked on Big Mouth together.
Oh, no, I'm just saying as a couple on screen, that's an
I know. Well,
interesting pairing.
Andrew's put on some weight, so I could see him having to settle for someone that looked like Nick.
And in Nick's own words, he looks like a Nazi Jewish propaganda or Nazi propaganda of a stereotypical Jew.
The Halloween Baking Championship is back with Skunk Boy.
Who's Skunk Boy?
Remember he did the, and I don't remember his name now. He was on the that show. I'm soap where they no I'm
That kid from that show, you know, the
I know I'm completely went blank when you said who was Skunk Boy. Oh my God. Moving on, moving on. You've
You're so good at this. Just a
completely went.
master. Whenever I listen to you, I'm like, God, I wish I could just rattle these facts off like Tom does.
Yeah, well, that was a few years ago. Let's see. High Potential is back. That's the one that you refuse to watch, but it's very funny show. They're actually following the story. They had an arc that they were doing last season that's continuing, where they've got somebody because they were mostly figuring out it was an episode by episode, and then all of a sudden at the very end they've got like this. Oh, we're going to do an arc now instead of episodic television. So somebody is fucking with them, basically, with the police, and they kidnapped one of them. And last season, and this starting out this first episode, they kidnapped this woman who looks exactly like the lead character. So, yeah, it's still good show, but I do like the whodunit aspect of a weekly episode. So,
Sure.
Gen V is back on Prime. This is the boys. They did a. These are the younger kids coming in. They're super humans, and
Sure.
yeah, there's still a lot of heads blowing up, and that's really all I watch it for. Just it is truly foul and gross, and that's really fun to watch. And then the rest of what I've got is things that I wanted to watch but didn't get to, which was Elio over on Disney Plus. That is the animated film that they brought out this last summer that didn't do well. The Morning Show,
That
which
was
is
actually released in theaters. Oh.
yeah, The Morning Show, which is Jennifer Aniston, and they're
This is like season 3 or 4,
this
maybe
is, I
four or
think
five.
it's four. I think they just got renewed for a fifth season. And then the new Superman is available right now on HBO Max.
Already.
Well,
Wow.
it came out during the summer.
Did it? Yeah, well, yeah, we're in fall now.
And this yesterday I was in the mood to watch Death Becomes Her, the musical, and so I went in and went on to YouTube, and I pulled it up because I wanted to watch a couple of the scenes, and before I knew it, I had watched the whole show again.
Oh, well, there you go. That's where you spend all your time.
Well, that's only 2 hours.
Ah, but still, that's 2 hours you could have spent watching Superman or Elio or
No, because Sean was gone.
oh, you what, he wanted to watch Elio with you?
Oh, of course.
Oh, that's nice. Do you hold hands when you watch those shows together?
Sometimes.
Oh, that's nice.
You'd love it. So anyway, that's kind of it for me.
Well, let's see. This week I didn't do anything. Yesterday I went with a very special friend of mine, and we saw the cabinet of Dr. Caligari in the cemetery, which was cool. You know, it's an old silent movie, 1920, 1921, something like that. And they had a guy on his keyboard playing along with it. I thought he would be playing more, or I expected him to play more traditional theater organ sounds, but he was using very experimental, not experimental. I mean, I think it was mostly Wurlitzer electric piano type sounds. But the movie itself is German Expressionism. The sets are all painted very oddly that have influenced bands like Kiss, and prior to that, the scene where they introduce beef in Phantom of the Paradise with that whole black and white and the faded painted faces, that's very much influenced by this movie. The very little bit of research that I did, aka reading a Wikipedia article, it's interesting to me that the producer of the movie saw something cheap and easy to make, and he's like, even if the movie sucks, they'll still be talking about the set. And then from there, it just kind of built this reputation of, well, no, it means this, and it was a representation of Germans' addiction to oppressive authority, and no, it actually means this, and no, it actually means this. And the screenwriters then, as the years went by, would go, yes, that's exactly what we were trying to do. Yes, it's art. So it's one of those things where the legend kind of builds themselves, where They were just basically trying to write a movie and get it produced, and the studio wanted it done cheaply and artistic. Not even artistic, cheaply, and exploiting the expressionism vogue of the day, so that it would people would see it. Even if they didn't see it for the story, they'd see it for the stat. And here it is, this, the thing that is called, one of the best movies ever made. It just interests me how legends build upon themselves, even though that's may not have been what it initially set out to be. And then I discovered this week that Richard Day, who wrote Girls Will Be Girls, and then that awful thing that was based on Rock Hudson's life. So those in the know that Girls Will Be Girls had a sequel, an unreleased sequel. Well, now he is currently releasing it scene by scene on Instagram, and that started, I think this is week five. So it's just little shorts from what the scenes that I've watched so far. It doesn't be he doesn't seem to be releasing it in order. It may be just kind of some of the scenes or lines that he thought was the funniest. The story so far is that Varla and Stevie have moved back in with Evie because they're broke, and the Malibu house, I'm assuming is their Malibu house, is being renovated, and maybe they can't finish it. Coco, that's Coco's name in the movie. Coco is still living with Evie, but her arrival into the house, she's pissed because Evie forgot to pick her up from the sanatorium, as that's her word. So, which is very much, why didn't you pick me up from the hospital after the car accident? So it seems to be a lot of the regurgitated jokes from the first one. So, I do believe he does say that there's a post. He says, we are going to get this released as a whole movie soon. Of course, we've been hearing that since 2012. So we'll see.
Why can't they get it released? It's ridiculous.
I
Put it
ask
on
him.
YouTube.
Sure, right. Yeah, now that with the internet and everything else, you don't have to go to the studios. You're right. Put it on YouTube for free.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know. But right now, he's for those who are interested and want to see and revisit their favorite characters and finally see the sequel that we've been promised for 15 years. It's coming out bit by bit now.
Okay. I did want to mention it was called Talk Soup, and it was John Henson was
Oh,
starring.
sure.
Yeah. For some reason, he had that
Little white
gray
streak,
thing up
yeah.
there. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yep. And I did watch a short 20-minute documentary on Batman 66 and how it was, the zeitgeist of the time and captured on the pop art movement of the time. Lichtenstein was doing blown up prints of comic book panels that were selling as art. You had Warhol. So there were some interviews with Lee Merriweather, Adam West, and a fat Burt Ward. And yeah, that's about it.
Interesting. Okay. Well, that's good. Okay. Wow, this is a shorty.
Well, that's
Anything
what you get for
else?
not watching all the filler that you need.
Yeah, all the stuff you make fun of me, and now it's not here, and you.
That's the only reason you should watch this, so I can make fun. It's
Oh.
the only reason people listen is for
Oh,
me
by the
to
way,
make fun of
that
you.
show, Leanne over on Netflix, that's done by your favorite CBS producer. It's because they're going, he took a big risk. putting a whole series, because it's like 18 episodes, and dropping
Sure.
them all on Netflix, and it's a big success now, so expect more from him.
Of course.
And the show itself is just, it's
Chuck
so
Lorre is
lazy.
who we're talking about.
Yeah,
Oh, I know,
it's
and it's unfortunate because well, and we talked about it when you and I first watched the first couple episodes of that Leanne. He can be capable of writing really good shows. I mean, the
right.
Kominsky Method was one of them. But I mean, can you blame him for writing this crap that people actually, that's the stuff that people want to watch.
Right.
And my mom, I'm sure, I'm gonna talk to her about it, but I'm sure she loves it because she's got awful taste in television.
Oh, no.
Oh,
Oh,
yes.
really? Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She loved The Big Bang Theory. Loved it.
Yeah,
And a lot of
right.
people did, and I don't know
Yeah.
why.
Well, actually, it wasn't too bad the first season, but then it just got it was it's the same episode from then on. You get second season, third season, fourth season, you're just rewatching the first season, but they would just oh, instead of being at their apartment, now they're at their apartment. Oh, okay. Wow, that is so different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or
I
Two and a
mean,
Half Men. She loved that one.
oh God, what a terrible show. Yeah, there was an episode of Big Bang where the main character, you couldn't sit on his seat in on the couch. That was a whole episode.
I believe it.
Yeah, it was like, wow, this is lazy. Really, really lazy writing. And the thing is that the characters were dynamic enough that you could do all sorts of things with them, but they want one set, and we're only going to do that one set. So everything has to take place here. So there's
Sure.
not much you can do. Oh, look, the guys are coming over. We're going to have a game night. Okay, don't sit in, his chair. Don't sit where he sits. He'll be mad. I'm going to sit where he did. Oh, this whole episode. So yeah, just lazy.
Chuck Lorre. Love him or hate him, but
Yeah,
mostly hate him.
right.
But now, so that you said they renewed it,
Well,
Leanne.
they didn't say whether or not they renewed the. I'm pretty sure they're calling it as a huge success, so they must have renewed it.
In September 2025, the series was renewed for a second season.
Okay, there you go.
Yay. Well, that's good. Who's on that show that I Ryan, what's his face?
Yeah,
Styles.
from
Oh, Kristen
Third Rock.
Johnston.
Yeah, Third Rock and Mom. So it's good that she's getting work too. I mean, to me, any actress that is still working at her age on a regular series, and she's not the grandmother that comes in, is doing re pretty good for herself. I mean, if between him and Chuck and Ryan Murphy, they're the only ones keeping the old broads working these days.
Basically,
Yeah.
yeah, she is 58 years old.
Yeah.
Oh, she
And she's
dated
not.
Ryan Reynolds in 1999.
Wait, what?
She dated Ryan Reynolds back in 1999.
Wow. Lucky her. If you like Ryan Reynolds, I do. Yeah. Anyway, so I guess that's it for us this week. I guess I'll start working on actually watching other things.
Good.
Okay. So we have more filler.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I'll talk to you next week.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.